Track 19. Now to our final piece, which Dominic mentioned at the beginning. The Last Bird. This is the secret diary of Flora and Friends, rescued chickens now living at a secret Norfolk address.
Well, you could have knocked me down with a feather. I mean, I've been a working hen all my life, busy laying eggs like there's no tomorrow on this organic free-range farm in Worcestershire, when wallop me and a couple of thousand of the girls are scooped up and dumped into crates without as much as a by your leave. I only had time to peck a comb, and that was already on my head. We're put on a truck. Oh, you can't imagine what it's like being jammed beak to wing with a thousand others for 4 hours. Unless you've travelled with EasyJet or Ryanair, thinking you're heading off to be made into soup or pet food. But eventually we stop and we're let out for a drink and nibbles in a place called Wotton. And then we put in a crate again. Well, four of us are. I'll introduce everyone in a bit, but right now we don't know each other from Eve. So this cage is put inside another box, which had two humans in it as well, and we bump about for a bit. The humans keep gawking at us and making odd noises, which I take it are meant to be chicken speak, but we keep stum. Name and rank, hisses one of my new chums out of the corner of her beak. She thinks she's in the military. I think she's a bit peculiar. We stop again, and the crate is picked up by one of the humans, let's call him the Beard, and taken outside. I spot some fat worms poking through the grill and have a little peck. The Beard squeals a bit. Turns out they weren't worms after all. To be fair, fingers are a new one for us. We're put down and the crate is opened. I'm setting off out the door when I'm trampled into the dust by the biggest bird rushing out first. Oh, no manners, that one, I think, as I pick myself up. We're all out now and having a look around what turns out to be our new home. Not bad for a new build. There's a nice bit of aviary mesh keeping us safe and sound and the lovely smell of fresh timber. I make a note for the snagging list that the roof isn't finished and power points are a bit lacking. The Beard and the other one, let's call her Curls, are standing there watching like a couple of lumps while we're busy getting stuck into the green stuff that's all around the place. Lovely. Not had a good salad for years. Let me introduce everyone. I'm Flora, the brains of this little flock, and frankly, the looker here. There's Daisy, sweet girl, but a long way back in the queue for brains. And then there is Big Myrtle. Now, Big Myrtle is top of the pecking order, chiefly because she's got a bit of a temper, and also because she'll sit on you and flatten you just for fun because she's twice your size. And finally, there's Isabel, the loner, who I call Invisibel on account of the fact that she's always disappearing. She's the one who thinks she's in the military, a spy in the enemy camp. I think she might have been dropped on her head when she was a chick, but she's harmless. Well, we've had a bit of a day of it, to be honest, a lot to take on board, so time to turn in. Now, where's the bedroom?